Welcome to GAO's Watchdog Report, your source for news and information from the Government Accountability Office. It's March 4th, 2010. The Food and Drug Administration, or FDA, is responsible for ensuring the safety of most of America's food supply. This includes substances that are considered to be generally recognized as safe, also known as GRAS. A group led by Lisa Shames, a director in GAO's Natural Resources and Environment team, recently examined FDA's oversight of GRAS substances. GAO analyst Jeremy Clucci sat down with Lisa to learn more.
What are GRAS ingredients?
GRAS ingredients include such things as spices and artificial flavors, vitamins and minerals, and preservatives. Manufacturers add these ingredients to enhance a food's taste, nutrition, and shelf life. These ingredients are generally considered to be safe among experts through scientific processes. Nevertheless, there have been a few ingredients that have been considered generally safe, but were subsequently banned, such as cyclamate salts, which is an artificial sweetener. And now there's concerns that there are other GRAS ingredients, such as trans fat and salt, that should be reconsidered in terms of their GRAS status.
How does the FDA oversight process with respect to GRAS ingredients currently work?
Well, GRAS ingredients can be added to food without FDA approval and even without FDA's knowledge. Companies are responsible for determining whether or not an ingredient is GRAS, and that's based on an expert panel or through a literature review. However, companies are not required to notify FDA about these determinations. They do it on a voluntary basis. FDA reviews the determinations, and FDA can then inform a company that it has no questions about its determination, or it can conclude that there are insufficient data. And this voluntary program has never been formalized.
To what extent do companies use this voluntary program?
Over the last decade, FDA has received over 270 determinations for new GRAS ingredients, and FDA responded that it had no questions for nearly three-quarters of these determinations. FDA officials told us that companies have an incentive to submit their notifications for GRAS determinations because it then enhances the marketability of these new ingredients. However, since companies are not required to notify FDA of their GRAS determinations, FDA has no information about those determinations that were not submitted to it, and they may already be included in the foods that we're eating now. Also, GRAS ingredients can be manufactured anywhere, and many, including FDA, are concerned about other countries' food safety regulatory systems.
One of GAO's concerns relates to FDA's approach to regulating nanotechnology or the use of tiny engineered nanomaterials in food. Can you talk a little bit about this technology and its possible implications for consumers?
Well, nanomaterials are manipulated at the molecular scale. And just to give you some perspective about what we're talking about, the diameter of a human hair is 80,000 nanometers. Now, nanomaterials have the potential to benefit food safety. For example, a nanofilm on a food package has the potential to decrease food pathogens. However, there are concerns about the potential risks of using nanomaterials. FDA allows these nanomaterials to enter the food supply as a GRAS ingredient, so companies are not required to identify the nanomaterials in their foods. FDA has no way of knowing the extent to which nanomaterials are included in the food supply. In contrast, we found that many other countries do require some pre-notification or pre-approval of nanomaterials, such as in Canada and the European Union, before they can be marketed.
What steps has GAO recommended FDA take to improve its oversight of GRAS ingredients?
GAO made several recommendations to FDA concerning its whole GRAS approach. First of all, for new GRAS ingredients, we recommended that FDA develop a strategy to obtain some basic information of the GRAS ingredients that are in the food supply. We recommended that they monitor companies' GRAS determinations and also that it formalize this voluntary program that it's had in place for so long. We also recommended that FDA develop strategies for reconsidering current GRAS ingredients and also to develop an approach for handling nanomaterials. I have to say that FDA agreed with these recommendations, and in fact, they told us that they are already starting to internally deliberate what these strategies might be.
To learn more, visit GAO's website at gao.gov. And be sure to tune in to the next edition of GAO's Watchdog Report for more from the Congressional Watchdog, the Government Accountability Office.